case number 11290, Michael Golding, west of Road 357, being Cedar Neck Road, 107 feet north of Wood Lane, a private street, approximately 1 mile north of Road 5358, Sandy Cove Road. Tax map is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 230. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and addresses for the record?
Michael Golding, 1107 North Tollgate Road, Bel Air, Maryland.
Brian Elliott, 1628 Bay Road, Milford, Delaware, representing Integrity Builders.
Okay. You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. In 2010, we came before the Board of Adjustments requesting a front yard setback. Mr. Golden had had an existing property with an old farmhouse on the property that he had made a decision to tear down and replace with a new home. We came before the board and requested the 12-foot front setback variance simply to replace the new home and the existing footprint of the old farmhouse. That would also keep uniformity as far as the existing neighboring home that was a lot closer to the road to than the what is now the 40-foot front yard setback. The board graciously granted that variance unanimously in 2010, but due to a few variables, Mr. Golden wasn't allowed to continue, or he wasn't able at that time to continue with the build. We did, however, tear the farmhouse down. And now the Goldens are ready and to get started with their build, and we're coming back and humbly and respectfully requesting that you would allow us that 12-foot front setback variance again.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yeah, you're planning to build in the same footprint?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when was the original home built?
The original home was, it was old farmhouse. It was at least 50, probably 60 years old.
Yes. Prior to our ordinance. Okay.
Yeah. And right now, it's at the end of Cedar Neck Road, almost to Quillen's Point, and all the homes are very close to the road now. So if he had to go with what is today's, I guess, legal front yard setback, he would be out of character with the existing structures around him.
Okay, so that creates a certain uniqueness.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And also establishes the essential character of the neighborhood. Okay, no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
So after this case was approved originally?
Yes, sir.
Construction didn't begin?
It did not. That's right around the time when the economy continued to tank. Okay. So they decided to put a hold on there, and they also had a few family things going on with children and grandchildren in Europe. And the desire now is to actually build this home that Mr. Golden had planned on building with his son before he passed away some close to 20 years ago, with hopes of bringing his family, grandkids, and children here for the summer vacations, actually. So it's a pretty big deal to the Goldens, and he's pretty excited to finally get started.
So it's the same plan as what was applied for before?
No, actually, we've made the porch 1 foot wider. Instead of a 7-foot porch, it would be an 8-foot porch, but we would not encroach any further towards the road.
Same
front. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. You did say it's the same variance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
I am Mr. Calloway. Questions.
Mr. Chairman, I do have another question. Yes, and what is the reason that you can't build into the setback or build in and meet the setback? Is there a septic or something back here that prevents you from doing that?
Well, he's got a big 30-foot magnolia tree that he does want to cut down.
Okay.
But I guess the reason we're requesting the setback and that we did in 2010 is we had wanted to replace the old farmhouse and put the new house in the same footprint. Simply so it wouldn't look out of place.
Okay.
With a neighboring house.
I got you. Okay. Thank you. Did you have something else you wanted to say, Mr. Golden?
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has stated that the property is unique. The front yard setbacks of the neighborhood and the fact also that they would like to build in the same footprint of the old farmhouse. I believe the possibility, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the ordinance. I don't believe the hardship was, the unnecessary hardship was any fault of the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the sense or character of the neighborhood, but enhance it. I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,290.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rick that we approve case number 11,290. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,290 is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Much appreciated.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good night.
Case number 11.